Thank you, Mr. President. My delegation warmly welcomes the delegation of Tuvalu and appreciates its comprehensive national report. In the review period, Tuvalu has made good progress in internalizing universal values of human rights through promulgation and amendment of various national laws. We commend the adoption of the National Human Rights Institution Act in 2017. Constructive engagement in the implementation of UPR recommendations and reporting to the treaty bodies are positive steps on the advancement of human rights situation. The country's National Strategy for Sustainable Development, the Te Kākiga III, has linked the national development priorities to human rights. Tuvalu has also adopted a National Action Plan on Human Rights, the first of its kind. Initiatives in protecting and promoting the rights of the children and the persons with disabilities are noteworthy. The provision of free education for children aged 6 to 16 has led to achieving near universal primary enrollment. We find efforts in promoting gender equality and women's empowerment and eliminating violence against women and domestic violence encouraging. Nepal understands the constraints of Tuvalu as a least developed country and a country confronting adverse effects of climate change, while creating a platform for inclusive realization of the social, economic, and other basic rights for all citizens. In this context, we think providing support and assistance for the implementation of human rights norms and standards merits positive consideration. Finally, my delegation would like to make the following recommendations for consideration. 1. Expedite the establishment of a national human rights institution in conformity with the Paris Principles. 2. Continue efforts to promote and protect the rights of the children and persons with disabilities. And 3, take effective measures to promote gender equality and women's empowerment. I thank you.